Okay, so you know how sometimes trying to find the right mentor can feel like you're searching for a needle in a haystack?
It could be tough.
Right. Well, get this today. We are diving deep into Inspire You, and let me tell you, this platform, it's like stumbling upon a gold mine of mentorship. Seriously, you sent over this incredibly detailed document about this new platform.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
Not at all. They are thinking big, that's for sure.
What I find fascinating is how they're not just, connecting individuals, which is great, don't get me wrong, but they're aiming to build a whole ecosystem for mentorship.
I noticed that.
It's like, picture this, one central hub where all these different communities, each with their own events, resources, the whole shebang, all come together. That's Inspire U's vision.
Right. And one of the first things that caught my eye was this impact wallet concept. It's like they're trying to streamline your entire online learning experience so you're not constantly juggling logins for different platforms. Have you ever tried to remember a million different passwords?
Tell
Because
me about it. It's the worst.
the worst. And it seems like Inspire U gets that. It's like having a single dashboard that shows you everything upcoming events from, say, your professional network, your gaming group, even that online photography course you signed up for ages ago, all in one place. That's the potential of this impact wallet thing.
Exactly. And that's huge. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, let's stick with the core experience because honestly, they've put a ton of thought into how users experience the platform.
Yeah, the onboarding process is really thorough. They walk you through setting up your profile step by step. And, I noticed they have these very specific prompts for both mentors and
Yeah,
mentees.
they're big on clarity.
It's like they want to make sure everyone's on the same page right from the start in terms of what they want to achieve.
And that's how you set the stage for, truly meaningful connections. I mean, think about how many times you come across those vague profiles that leave you thinking, wait, what does this person actually do?
All the time.
Right, to Inspire U wants to avoid that. So for mentees, they don't just ask about your goals. They want to dig deeper. Why are these goals important to you? What's the motivation? And on the mentor side, it's not just about listing your accomplishments. It's about showing what you bring to the table. How can your expertise genuinely benefit someone else? They want to paint a picture.
And speaking of goals, this is where Inspire U really got me hooked. It's not just a place to scribble down your aspirations and then forget about them. They've built a whole system around setting goals, and then, this is the cool part, tracking your progress.
And that's key, right? We all know how hard it can be to stick to our goals. Life happens, we get distracted. But Inspire U, they've actually gamified the process.
I love that.
Progress bars, milestone updates, even little nudges if they see a goal has been sitting there for too long. It's like having a virtual accountability partner, but one that's actually keeping track and giving you those little bursts of motivation along the way.
You know me, I'm a sucker for a good progress bar, and I can definitely see how that would keep me engaged.
Oh, absolutely.
But it goes beyond that. What really impressed me was the level of detail in their status management system, not just for goals, but for the services mentors offer too.
It's like they've accounted for every possible scenario.
Seriously.
And that's so important, right? You want transparency. You want to know exactly where things stand in this mentoring relationship. They've clearly mapped out the different stages of a mentoring journey from that initial, hey, I think we'd work well together, all the way to achieving those goals. Or let's be real, sometimes even having to hit the pause button.
It happens.
It does. And by having these clearly defined states and triggers, they're taking the guesswork out of it. No more awkward, so where are we at with this conversations?
Yeah.
Everyone's on the same page.
It's like they took the best features of project management software and said, let's apply this to mentorship. And speaking of finding the right match, that's got to be one of the biggest hurdles for any mentorship platform. How does Inspire U approach that whole matching process?
They've gone above and beyond to make it, well, as smooth and as painless as possible, especially for the mentees, because let's face it, you're the one on the hunt for that perfect mentor.
For sure.
They've got this seriously impressive search and filtering system. It's amazing. Looking for someone with very specific expertise? No problem. Need somebody who understands your industry inside and out? Done. Want to see what past mentees have said about them? They've got that covered too. It's like having your own personal headhunter, but for mentors.
So it sounds incredibly practical, but did they factor in the human element? Because sometimes you just click with someone and sometimes you don't. It's not always about checking off boxes.
Oh, 100%. They haven't forgotten about that whole spark of connection. Mentees can actually send personalized mentorship requests explaining why they think they'd be a good fit with a particular mentor.
I like that. It adds that personal touch. So say you've found your match, you've connected. What about communication? How do you actually stay in touch and make sure everything runs smoothly?
They've got this really sleek real-time chat feature built right into the platform. And it's not just your basic text messaging. You can share files, links, resources. It's about having everything in one central location, which is so helpful when you're juggling multiple things at once.
That's such a good point. No more digging through endless email chains trying to find that one document. So they've got the matching down, communication seems covered. What about the actual mentoring sessions themselves? What did you think of that part?
Now that's where things get really interesting, you know? Remember how we were talking about all the specific statuses for goals, how everything is super clear? Well, that same attention to detail, they carry it through to how the actual mentoring sessions are handled. It's all about making the experience, you know, smooth, productive, no hiccups.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. As I was going through everything, I thought, okay, they've laid the groundwork for a solid mentoring relationship, but what happens next? What does it look like in action? And I have to say, they've really thought of everything.
They really have. They've got this seamless video call integration built right in. So you don't have to mess around with Zoom links or any of that. It's all right there in the platform. And get this, even within the video calls, they've got screen sharing. So mentors can easily walk someone through a presentation or whatever resource they want to share. It's all about removing those little barriers, you know, so you can actually focus on what matters, which is the mentoring itself.
It's like they've designed a virtual mentorship room. Everything you need is right there, ready to go.
Precisely. And it's not like they just leave you hanging either. They've actually built in this feedback system. Both the mentor and the mentee can rate the session, leave comments, talk about what went well, what could be improved, that whole continuous learning thing, making sure the platform is actually serving the people who use it. That's what it's all about.
That's brilliant. Having that built-in feedback loop ensures both sides are getting something out of it. You can really tell they prioritize that. Speaking of which, one thing I was curious about was how they handle all the different types of services a mentor might offer. Because, let's be real, not all mentorship is created equal.
Absolutely. And they get that, which is reflected in how they design their services feature. It's not just this one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah.
They have options for, like, advisory services, webinars, goal-setting workshops. And each of those has its own set of, you know, parameters and expectations.
So it's all about giving mentors the flexibility to share their knowledge and experience in a way that works for them, but also making it very clear to the mentees what they're getting. Transparency is key.
You hit the nail on the head. And that's where their dedication to transparency really shines through. For instance, mentors who offer paid services, let's say one-on-one consultations or exclusive workshops, they have to put their hourly rates out there up front. No more awkward conversations down the line about who's paying what and how much.
I love that. Set those expectations from the very beginning. And for mentors who are offering their time, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, they can mark their services as voluntary. Again, it's about transparency, making sure everyone's on the same page. But honestly, beyond all the features and the structure, there was this other thing that really stood out to me about Inspire You, and I'm trying to put my finger on it.
Are you talking about that, like, sense of community you get when you're on the platform, like you're actually part of something?
Yes, that's exactly it. It's more than just a platform for mentorship. They're trying to create this space where people feel connected, like they belong.
I'm totally with you on that. And you can see it in all these small details. Remember how you mentioned the email templates earlier?
Yeah.
We've got those for all sorts of situations. Welcoming a new mentor, sending password reset instructions, things like that. And the thing is, they're not just these generic robotic messages. They're actually personalized, positive, even a bit fun at times.
It makes a world of difference. It just feels more human.
Right. It's like they haven't forgotten that behind every single profile, every single interaction, there's a real person.
Exactly. And it's not just about the emails either. They've got these community forums where people can share their experiences, ask for advice, learn from each other, that sort of thing. And then there's the Q&A section.
Oh, yeah. That's great for when you need a quick answer to a specific question.
Exactly.
And of course, no community would be complete without a good dose of, you know, inspiration. Inspire You encourages everyone to share their success stories, which I think is so important, especially for those who are just starting their mentorship journey. It can be really motivating to see what others have achieved.
It's like this virtual high five for a job well done.
Right.
But with all this openness and sharing, it makes you wonder about privacy. Did they address that at all in the documentation?
They did. And from what I can tell, they've given it a lot of thought. They've built in really granular control over notification settings. So, for example, if you don't want to get bombarded with emails every time someone posts something in a forum, you can adjust that. You're in control.
Thank goodness for that.
Right. And they've also got various privacy settings for profiles, so users can decide how visible they want to be to others on the platform.
That's really good to know, because let's be honest, not everyone wants their whole life story out there for everyone to see, especially in a professional setting. Which, speaking of, did you get to the part about how organizations can use Inspire You?
I did. And that's where things get really interesting, taking it to a whole other level. They basically created a system where companies can build their own internal mentorship programs using the Inspire You platform. So instead of having to start from scratch, they can use this ready-made infrastructure, which has obviously been carefully thought out and tested.
It's brilliant. It's like they're giving companies the tools to foster this culture of mentorship from within.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to internal mentoring either. They've also factored in the ability for organizations to bring in external mentors into their programs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have experts from all sorts of fields and industries sharing their knowledge with your team. It's incredible when you think about the possibilities.
It's like they're breaking down those traditional barriers between an organization and the wealth of knowledge that's out there. It's truly a game changer. But I imagine that comes with its own set of challenges, especially when it comes to managing potentially hundreds of users and multiple programs.
Yeah.
How do they make that even remotely manageable?
Right. It's a lot to handle, but that's where their approach to the admin side of things really shines. They didn't just build a platform. They built this whole set of tools specifically for organizations to manage these mentorship programs, and it's impressive.
Okay, so walk me through it. What kind of control do admins have? Give me the details.
Imagine you're like handed the keys to this really well-organized control center, right? So that's what it feels like. They have control over everything, user roles, permissions. Let's say you want to create different admin levels, some with more access than others, no problem. Need to like fine-tune what mentors and mentees can see and do within a specific program. Easy. They can even like activate or deactivate accounts whenever they need to.
So you avoid those, oh no, I emailed the entire company moments.
Exactly. No accidental reply alls here. But it's more than just, you know, keeping people out of the wrong places. It's about the programs themselves. How do you actually manage those?
Yes, I'm wondering.
So they've streamlined that whole process. Admins can create programs, lay out the goals, even decide how long it should run, what format it should take. Short onboarding program with weekly check-ins, done.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term leadership thing with like monthly virtual meetings, you got it. It's flexible like that.
It's like a choose-your-own-mentorship adventure, but more organized, way more organized.
Exactly. And the best part is, once a program is up and running, you're not left in the dark wondering what's happening. Remember those progress bars we talked about? Well, admins get to see those too, but for the whole program.
So you can keep an eye on everything.
Everything. They see who's engaged, who's hitting those milestones, even generate reports on how things are going. It's data-driven mentorship, basically.
That's amazing. No more waiting for those quarterly reports to see if things are on track or not. You've got your finger on the pulse the whole time.
Exactly. And speaking of staying connected, communication is key, right? Especially with larger programs. They know that, and they've built in all these ways to keep those lines of communication open, whether it's between like admins, mentors, or even the mentees themselves.
So we're talking like built-in messaging, announcements, maybe even separate forums for different groups within the organization.
All that and more. It's all about fostering that sense of community, even if everyone's working remotely or on different schedules.
Which, let's face it, is how most of us work these days. So important.
Couldn't agree more. And it's not just about talking to each other. It's about having the resources, right? So they've made it easy for admins to create this central hub, a library of sorts, for anything mentors or mentees might need. Articles, templates, you name it. It's all right there.
Oh, that's a lifesaver. No more endless searching for that one file.
Exactly. And because Inspire You is all about constantly making things better, they've got those really detailed feedback mechanisms built in. They get it, you know, getting feedback from everyone, not just at the end, but all throughout. That's how you figure out what works and what doesn't.
Data-driven decisions all the way. That's huge for any organization. But with all this information being shared, what about privacy and security? Did they address those concerns at all?
Oh, absolutely. Security is like a top priority for them. They've got everything, data encryption. They control who sees what. They even keep detailed logs of like who's accessing what and when. And of course, they're compliant with all the relevant regulations, so organizations don't have to worry about that side of things.
So peace of mind for everyone involved. We've covered a ton of ground today, from the nitty-gritty user experience all the way to how organizations can use this platform to build these incredible mentorship programs. We even touched on that futuristic impact wallet idea they have. What's the final takeaway here? What are your overall thoughts?
You know, InspireU has seriously impressed me. The way they've approached this whole mentorship thing, it's comprehensive. They're thinking about the big picture, the small details, everything in between. They're passionate about mentorship, not just the tech behind it. And you can feel that.
I completely agree. It's inspiring to see.
It is. And for anyone out there listening who's ever felt a bit lost on their own mentorship journey, you know, whether you're a mentor or a mentee, platforms like InspireU offer this, like beacon of hope. It's proof that technology can actually be used to connect with people, to learn, to grow, and ultimately, you know, reach our full potential.
I love that. Well said. It feels like we're on the cusp of something really exciting when it comes to the future of mentorship.
We are. The future is bright, for sure.
On that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into InspireU. We hope you enjoyed coming along for the ride. Until next time, remember, keep those connections strong and never stop learning.